This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
A federal judge has ruled this morning that Apple colluded with five major U.S. publishers to fix ebook prices. The ruling was a blow to the tech giant, which has maintained that the lawsuit levied by the Justice Department was full of false accusations. But the ruling stated that there was, quote, overwhelming evidence that Apple consciously joined an unlawful conspiracy in 2010 to set the prices of digital books. Lauren Invick is associate business editor at Mashable. Hi, Lauren.
Hi there.
How big of a blow was this ruling for Apple?
Well, Apple says it's going to appeal the decision, so we don't know exactly how Apple's feeling about it yet. Of course, it didn't want to lose the ruling. But the biggest thing was that it's a surprise. I mean, a lot of people who are watching the case, a lot of media pundits, and Apple itself felt very confident that they were going to win.
What kind of impact might this ruling have for the industry going forward?
At this point, it's really just speculation. The question I think many consumers would be having is, are the prices of ebooks now going to be lowered? My sort of uneducated guess is that prices are going to stay the same. Publishers were able to sort of hit the $12.99, $14.99 price point, and I can't see that happening. Now that they've been able to raise the points, Amazon can't really put pressure on publishers to lower prices again.
Apple says it will appeal the decision. What does that involve?
Yeah, so the judge says that, you know, a trial on damages is set to follow, but Apple says it's not guilty, that it really had a more passive role and said that publishers came to them and they were really frustrated with sort of the $9.99 price limit that Amazon set. You know, the judge said that Apple actually had a very active role in this, and without Apple orchestrating and pulling all the publishers together, they never would have been able to pull the price increase off, because if they hadn't all worked together, then one publisher might have been left out in the dark, and then Amazon really could have punished them.
Lauren Invick is associate business editor at Mashable. Lauren, thanks.
Great. Thank you.